Want some more tea?
No, I'm okay, Doc.
Another piece of toast?
No, thanks.
You weren't eating very much.
Oh, I'm okay.
You didn't sleep very much either. Tossing and turning all night.
Yeah, sorry. I didn't mean to disturb you.
Oh, don't worry, Sid. We'll find a way out of this.
Well, I hope so. The bull, it's been my life.
Look, you're not going to lose it, whatever happens.
But I might. Face it, Jolene.
No. We're not going to let Caroline beat us.
Yeah, that's easy to say, love. But if we don't come up with someone to buy out her share by the end of this week...
Well, she'd have to give us some more time.
Well, I don't know if she can. She's on a deadline herself with Great Apel.
That's her problem.
Yes, and ours is that we've asked a lot of people and got nowhere.
Right. Well, we'll just have to put our thinking caps on, won't we?
We will. We need to make a list of anyone. Never mind if they live in the village or not. Anyone that we think might be interested.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll just get this lot cleared away.
Must be someone. I mean, it's a great investment.
That's not really the problem, though, is it, love? It's finding someone with that kind of money to spare.
Yes.
Hey, but don't worry. We'll do it.
This stuff is so hard to get off.
I know.
Dad must have put it on with super glue.
Yeah.
And these corners are so awkward.
Do you want me to have a go?
Well, I could do with a bit of a break.
Let's swap then.
Oh, right, you're on.
Right.
Oh.
What's the matter?
I thought I'd done more than that.
It's tricky stuff.
Well, I wanted at least to get the paper off by the end of the day.
We might.
Not a hope.
Well, the kids won't be back for ages yet. You know Phil and Jill always like to stay for a chat after church.
Well, they'll want full-on attention, though, won't they? What with having no telly available, I mean.
They are able to play, you know. They'll be fine.
Huh.
Look, can you steam the top bit? You can reach higher than me. Yeah. I'll scrape.
Okay. Right. There, it's a good job we got this. What did we do before?
Put up with awful wallpaper.
I suppose you're right.
Did I tell you she's having lunch with the bishop this week?
Oh, good heavens, whatever for?
So we can give her the once-over, I suppose.
That's a bit daunting.
Yeah. And Alan will be there, of course.
Well, I should hope so. Still, it's quite a thing for her.
Oh, she seems to be taking it in a stride. Says it's the kind of thing you have to expect if you're going out with a vicar.
Suppose. Mum says he's a very nice chap.
I'm sure he is, but that's hardly the point, is it? No one likes to feel they've been inspected.
You said she didn't mind.
I think she's putting a brave face on it.
I wonder if he has to do this with all the clergy's girlfriends.
Oh, boyfriends. Janet had quite a few chats with him about Tim.
Hmm? Well, I suppose she did, but, I mean, that was a bit different, wasn't it? He was married.
Oh, it was complicated, certainly.
Well, I suppose this is too, with Usha being a Hindu.
Don't see why.
No, darling, I know you don't. I expect they'll get a good lunch at least.
I should hope so. I've arranged to see her on Thursday evening so she can tell me all about it.
Thursday? That might be a bit tricky. I've got the parish council meeting.
I know, I looked on the calendar. She's coming round here for the evening.
Ah, that's all right then.
So you can stay out drinking with your fellow councillors as long as you like.
We'll be lucky if we have time for a swift half. It's Linda's first meeting.
Oh, yeah, of course.
I've no doubt she will have a lot to say.
I've no doubt she will.
Thank goodness Lillian's on holiday this week. Would have been there all night.
Well, we're both going to be busy on Thursday, then.
Yep.
One less evening to get on with this.
Well, better get stuck back into it then, hadn't we?
That was nice.
Only nice.
That was more than nice. Shall I make us some breakfast? Do you want a cup of tea?
No, no, don't get up yet.
That suits me.
Oh, it's so nice and warm in here.
Yeah, very cosy. Mm. Do You've got to admit it's another advantage to Will having George on Saturday night.
I suppose.
Come on, you know you enjoy your Sunday lunch.
Mm, I do. It is nice to be able to have some time alone together.
Yeah, I'll see.
Not just for that. And it gives us time to talk.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, and I've been thinking.
What?
I really ought to go and see Kent this week, you know.
Well, talk to him about going back to the calf.
Yeah.
Well, I thought you weren't due back for a few weeks yet.
I'm not, but I should check with him if it's okay me come back part-time.
Well, he can't be expecting you back full-time, can he? Now you've got George.
I thought I'd be able to go back full-time. It's what I said when I was pregnant.
Did you?
Yeah. I had a lot of daft ideas when I was pregnant. I was so sure George weren't going to make that much difference to my life.
Yeah, it seems a long time ago.
Yeah, a lifetime away. Oh, I have such a baby myself. I had no idea.
Well, you seem to have managed all right to me.
I hope so. I'm still learning.
I mean, you're okay about going back to work, though. I mean, you do want to.
Yeah. But I know I miss George, but I miss working too.
You'll still be able to see a lot of him if you only go part-time.
And it's worked out really well, you being part-time too. And now I'm leaving him with someone he loves.
And I get to spend more time with him too, it's perfect.
Well, it would be if we were both paid a bit more.
Yeah, there is that.
Once I'm back at work, though, things will be easier.
It would be good to have a bit more money coming in.
I'll talk to Kenton about it.
Well, raise?
No, that might be pushing it. But he might like me to come back a bit sooner.
I'm sure he would. I bet he can't wait to have you back.
Oh, and there's your change.
Oh, thanks.
We might want to order some food in a minute.
Whenever you're ready. It's nice to see you in here for Sunday lunch. Are the kids joining you or not?
No. They're with Mum and Dad.
Oh, quality time with the grandkids. That's nice for them.
It's nice of them. They've already taken Pip and Josh to church.
Yeah, and collected Ben on the way back. We're decorating, you see.
Are you?
Mm-hmm.
They thought we might get on faster without them.
And you thought you might get on faster with a drinking surgeon.
Well,
not to mention a Sunday roast dinner.
Hey, it's very hard work, actually.
Quicker than cooking something for ourselves.
You don't have to justify yourself to me.
Well, we're going
to
spend all afternoon on it.
Oh, that sounds like a big job. What are you doing exactly?
Wallpapering the living room.
Oh, right. Just the living room?
Painting the woodwork, too.
It's a big room.
I'm sure it is.
We're not convincing her, are we?
We're not convincing ourselves.
No, I'm just glad to see you, whatever the reason. Enjoy the ball while you can, eh?
Yeah. So you and Sid still not come up with anyone you could approach to buy Caroline out?
Not yet. Though it's not for the want of trying.
Yeah, David said you were finding it hard.
Oh, we come up with a few ideas yesterday. Sid's following up some leads now. Contacts in the trade.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Hmm.
Oh, morning, Emma, Ed.
Oh,
hi, Ruth. Nice to see you. Can we get you a drink?
Oh, no, you're all right.
Go on, you only just missed our round.
Oh, that's really kind of you. Well, can I have a rum and coke then, please?
Yeah, of course you can. And you, Ed?
Oh, well, I'll have a lager then, cheers.
A bottle?
Yeah, thanks.
All right, come on up.
So, how's gorgeous George? I haven't seen him for some time.
Oh, he's growing, isn't he, Em?
Oh, yeah, he is.
Left him with the grandparents, have you? Like us?
No, he's with Will today.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Glad to know we're not the only ones taking advantage of being child-free for a few hours.
Well, they're entitled to their time off. We should be decorating our living room.
Well, that's a big job.
Nice, though, having a living room to decorate.
Yeah, it is. That's the attitude we should take, David.
Hang on, you're the one who's been moaning.
Cheek, you've moaned at least as much as me.
Maybe when you go back to work, Em, and we've got some more money coming in, we can start looking for a place of our own, eh?
Yeah, that'd be great.
You'll be back at Jack's soon, will you?
I hope so. I was wondering, has Kenton said anything about...
One rum and coke and a lager.
Oh, thanks.
Right, thank you.
There you are, Jolene. That should cover it.
Oh, thank you.
That's really kind of you, David.
Well, a couple of drinks, don't be silly. Well, cheers, everyone.
Yeah,
oh,
cheers.
You must be glad of a bit of a break, Ed. I bet you're busy at Grange Farm at the moment, aren't you?
Well, not especially.
No? Not holding the fort for Oliver while he sorts out his finances, hmm?
Well, he doesn't really talk to me about that.
He does. He told you he was thinking of selling up an Hungary, didn't he?
Hungary?
Yeah, I think he's got shares in Brian's consortium.
Oh, has he? Oh, they'd be worth a bit, then.
Well, maybe not that much.
Depends how many he's got, I suppose.
Yeah. Do you know, Ed?
No, I don't.
Oh.
Look, wasn't there something you wanted to ask David, Em, about Kenton?
Oh, Lord, what's he done now?
Nothing. I was just wondering if he'd said anything to you about me coming back to work.
Oh, right. No, not really. Has he, Ruth?
I think he's looking forward to seeing you.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to going.
I'm sure you are. You might miss George, though.
Ah, that's all right. He's going to be with me, see?
That's a nice arrangement, isn't it, Jolene?
What? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and I'm only going back part-time, so it's worked out well, really.
Part-time?
Oh, look, there's Jazza.
You all right, mate?
Hey, don't shout the place now.
Sorry.
You just go over. Well, we'll see you later.
Yeah. Thanks for the drink.
Thank you.
My pleasure.
Part-time? Doesn't Kevin think she's going back full-time?
Oh, that was my impression. So, should we get something to eat, then?
Yeah, we better. Can we have a menu, please, Jolene?
Sorry?
A menu?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm still thinking about Caroline.
Yeah. Look, I know it's hard, Jolene.
Hard? You heard what Ed just said. Oliver's got money all over the world, apparently.
Afternoon, David. Ruth.
Oh, afternoon, Sid. We're just going to take a menu.
Be with you in a minute.
Oh, right, John.
Right.
Was it something I said?
No, I think it were me. Oh, you're looking a bit happier.
Yeah, feeling happier.
You found someone?
Well, maybe. Do you remember I mentioned that old mate of mine from Brum, Jeff?
Well, the one you thought might be running a pub in Walsall?
Yeah, that's right. I can't believe I didn't think of him before. You always had an eye for the main chance.
He'd buy Caroline's share. Oh, that's great.
No. Hold your horses, love. I told you, he's a smart businessman. He isn't going to say yes just like that.
No.
Especially since I haven't had a chance to speak to him.
Well, why not, if he's such a good bet?
Well, it took me some time to track him down. I was just going to ring when I got a phone call myself. From Caroline.
Oh, what does she want now?
You're not going to like this, love.
I don't suppose I am. Go on.
She wants to bring an agent round to look at the pub tomorrow morning.
Some more coffee, darling?
Just half a cup, thanks. So, what time's the agent coming round?
9:30. I hope Sid and Julian are going to be all right with him.
Well, they must have realised it would be your next step.
Oh, I think I can rely on Sid to be professional. But Jolene...
Well, I think you're being a bit hard on her. I mean, she's a good businesswoman, too. She won't want to...
That didn't stop her blabbing my business all over the village, did it?
Well, hopefully she'll have calmed down a little. And then you're going up to the Dower House, aren't you?
Yes, to meet the Keeners. Make sure they know what needs doing. And you're going to see Brian?
Yes, see if he thinks the consortium might be interested in picking up my Hungarian shares.
It's good of you to sell them.
Don't be silly. I'd rather put the money into Grey Gables.
Are you coming back here afterwards? We could have lunch together.
Oh, yes. Ed's got to pop out this morning, and there are things I need to do.
Oh? What's he up to?
Picking up Emma from Borchester. She wants the chance to drive back, with it being her test next week.
Oh, yeah.
She's talking to Kenton about going back to work.
What's she planning to do with the baby?
Ed's going to look after him.
She's only going back part-time, is she?
Yeah, apparently.
Are you okay about that?
That's not really anything to do with me.
Oh, it is. Ed won't be as flexible about when he can work here if he's got George to look after.
Oh, that's all right. I'm sure it won't be a problem.
Oh, wow, hasn't he grown?
Yeah, the house visitor says he's doing really well.
Quite the little bruiser, aren't you? Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Oh, that's a nice big smile for your goddaddy.
Oh, he has got a lovely smile, hasn't he?
Yeah, well, it's great to see him. And you, of course. You're looking well.
Oh, cheers.
All ready to come back to work, then? I presume that's what you wanted to talk about.
Oh, yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, brilliant. And we're looking forward to having you. Still a few weeks to go, though, aren't there?
Yeah. Unless you want to be back early.
No, I couldn't really do that. My friend isn't expecting to go to the end of your maternity leave.
Yeah, no, of course. It was just a thought.
Oh, well, I'm glad you're so keen.
I am. Just a shame I can't come back full time.
You can't?
Well, no, not now I've had George.
Ah. Well, that's a bit of a surprise, to be honest with you, Anne.
But I can do part-time.
Oh, I see. Well, how much part-time?
They're late.
Only 5 minutes.
Well, you'd think they'd have the courtesy to be on time.
I thought you didn't want them coming around at all.
I don't. That's why I think it's incredibly rude they can't even be bothered to be on time. You know, messing us around like this.
I'm sure they'll ring if there's a problem.
I suppose it's silly to expect any consideration from Caroline Pemberton.
No,
love.
I'm bringing an estate agent round already. I mean, she's supposed to be giving us time to find someone to buy her out.
Well, I suppose she wants to be ready in case we can't.
Oh, she's just putting pressure on us. Psychological warfare, that's what it is.
I don't think Caroline's that devious.
Yeah, I know you don't, but you're wrong.
She's just hedging her bets.
Yeah, and we count for nothing. We're supposed to show this bloke round our own pub.
Half-fair pub. I mean, I don't like it any more than you do, but if that's the situation...
Yeah, if that's the situation, Caroline can show him round her half, and he can keep his nose out of ours.
Now, love, that's not going to help. We've got to be professional about this.
Why?
We don't want to put Caroline's back up, do we?
No, you may not want to. I don't care.
Think about it. I haven't been able to get hold of Jeff yet. Suppose I do need to ask her for more time.
Yeah, well, you might have a point.
Yeah. Let's just show him what he needs to see. The quicker we do that, the quicker he'll be out of here.
All right. I'll be professional.
Yeah. Thanks, love. Sure, it's a sensible thing to do.
Yeah, but don't expect me to like it.
Here they come. Brace yourself.
I'm sorry, Emma. I still don't quite understand what you're suggesting.
Well, it's quite simple, really. I can only work when there's someone else to look after George.
Yeah, I understand that, of course. But
so that means I can only work when Ed isn't. He's part-time too, you see.
Yeah, but, I mean, is he the only option? I mean, you did talk about your mum having George.
I know, but now she's taking the shop and the post office on, she won't have time.
Suppose not. Look, I know it's a lot better if it's one of your family, but, you know, how about a childminder?
What would be the point of that? I'd have to pay her. I'm coming back to bring money in, not pay it out.
Surely that's another reason for working full-time.
I'll do as much as I can. Ed isn't over at Grange Farm many days.
Wasn't he? I got the impression he was Oliver's right-hand man.
And we'll ask George 2 afternoons a week. I'd be free to work then.
Well, which afternoons?
Well, always Thursday, and the other one changes.
The other one changes?
Well, Will doesn't know which other afternoon he'll get off.
Wasn't that rather confusing?
He knows by the end of the week before, so I'll be able to tell you.
No, I'm sorry, Emma. I just don't see how this is going to work.
No, Kenton, please don't say that.
I was expecting you to come back full-time. That's the job you left.
I know.
It's the job that Fran's covering, and when she leaves, it's a full-time job I'm going to need to fill.
I've told you, I can do some of it. Quite a lot of it, really.
Yeah, but you know, if you can't even be sure which hours you'd be available...
If you don't have me back, you'll have to find someone else anyway. Couldn't you just look for someone part-time and then
Look, I'm really sorry, Em. I can't.
Kenton, please. You know what this job means to me.
I wish I could be more flexible, you know, but I've got the new boss to answer to now.
Surely you'd understand.
He likes simple solutions. If you can't come back on a full-time basis, he'll just expect me to find someone who can.
Maybe Fran would like to stay on part-time.
Well,
that would be ideal, wouldn't it?
I don't know. She's never even suggested that...
Can you at least ask her?
Okay, all right. I'll ask her.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
I think we've seen everything, thank you.
Good. Well, don't let us keep you.
Mr. Povey wanted to look at the books.
Oh, did he?
Yes, if you wouldn't mind.
No. It's no trouble. If you'd like to follow me.
You're not going with them?
I'm sure Sid's quite capable of telling Mr. Povey all he needs to know.
I'm sure he is.
I'd just be in the way.
Maybe you would.
Thank you for showing us round.
That's all right.
I know it can't have been easy.
It wasn't. But we're trying to be professional about it.
Good.
What's that supposed to mean?
Nothing. I was complimenting you. As I said, I know it can't be easy.
Then I'm surprised you felt the need to bring an agent round so quickly.
Well,
we're working on finding someone to buy your share.
Yes, I know, but it's as well to be prepared.
Well, you could have given us a little more time.
My problem is I don't have that much time myself. I couldn't afford to wait.
Well, until the end of the week?
No, I couldn't. I might have had a little more room to manoeuvre if the news that I wanted to buy Grey Gables hadn't got round so remarkably quickly.
Well, that's a dig at me, I suppose.
I'm just saying it hasn't helped your situation either.
Oh, Caroline, Mr. Povey said he may be some time, so if you'd like to...
I think I'll just wait in the car.
Oh, I was going to offer you a coffee.
No, that's fine. I've got some phone calls I need to make.
Well, if you're sure.
Yes. Thank you for being so helpful this morning.
Yeah, well, I like to think we can be professional about it.
Yes, we can.
You'll let me know if you have any news of a buy for my share.
Of course.
Don't worry, you'll be the first to know.
I really do need to have a final answer by Friday.
I hadn't forgotten.
Sid's got an old friend, very interested, actually. Yeah, practically in the bag.
Really? Well, that is good news. You didn't mention it, Sid.
I need to follow it up. Get down to brass tacks, you know.
Right. Well, I'll be waiting to hear from you. Good luck.
Yeah, thank you.
Good luck? What a hypocrite that woman is.
Why did she have to go and say that?
Oh, because I couldn't bear the pitying look on her face. She didn't think we got anyone interested.
Well, we haven't. I mean, spoken to Jeff yet.
Well, you better go and ring him now then, hadn't you?
All right, I'm going. Oh, God, and the same to you, mate. Honestly, some people.
Well, your exit was clear.
I know, I was double-checking.
You didn't really need to.
Well, I'm going to fail my test, aren't I?
No, you're not. You're a good driver.
Oh, not today, I'm not.
You're just a bit tense, that's all.
And I won't be for the test.
It's going to be different.
Oh, Ed, I feel like such an idiot. Waltzing into Jack's just assuming Kent would fall in with all my plans.
Yeah, well, he could have been a bit more flexible.
Oh, no, it's not his fault. He's right, I did say I'd come back full-time. I shouldn't just have sprung it on him like that.
Well, maybe when he's had a bit of time to think about it.
Well, it isn't just him, though, is it? It's his boss, too.
Yeah, I know.
They want me full-time and we can't do that, can we?
Well, I don't see how.
Well, what are we going to do? We need the money, I was banking on it.
Look, you don't have to start worrying about that.
How can I not?
Well, Fran might like the idea of being part-time.
Oh, I hope so.
But wait till you've heard about that before you start getting yourself into a state.
Whatever happens, I've still got the problem of Will's floating afternoon.
Yeah, I know, that's ridiculous. You can't expect you to carry on with that once you're back at work.
Oh, no, he can't, can he?
Well, you'll just have to tell him. And when's he seeing George next?
Wednesday this week. Yeah, I will.
Hi, I'm back.
Oh, hello, darling. Hang on a minute. That's better. So, how did he go?
Well, I think the agent was quite impressed.
Good.
He was pleased they'd gone for extended licensing hours.
I'm sure he would be.
And Sid was okay about it. Oh, but Jolene.
Oh, dear. What did she do?
Well, she was icily polite to the agent. I suppose you've got to give her that.
But not to you?
No.
Oh.
Oh, well, she says they've got someone interested.
Well, that's good news.
Yeah, so she wasn't making it up. We'll just have to wait and see. So, how did you get on?
Oh, fine. Brown doesn't think there should be any problem with getting rid of my shares among the consortium.
Good.
In fact, he's going to get in touch with them for me.
Brilliant. And did you get hold of Duncan?
He was a bit tied up today.
Oh, that's a pity.
Oh, don't worry. He said I could bring him first thing in the morning before the hunt.
Oh, well, that sounds promising.
Yes. Hopefully I'll have some good news for us. And then we can relax and enjoy our day.
So that's 3 points of sherry and a gin and tonic.
Jolene!
Oh, excuse me, I won't be a minute. Did you get through?
Yes. I tracked him down the last time.
And what did he say? Is he interested?
Yeah. He is.
Oh, Sid, that's great.
Yeah, but he wants to see some figures first. Well, I told you he would.
Well, that's reasonable enough. And that agent seemed quite impressed.
There is just a slight problem.
What's that?
He's away now till Friday.
Oh, that's cutting it a bit fine. But he could come over then?
Be easier if I went to see him. I mean, he's not back until Friday lunchtime.
Well, I suppose you could take all the figures over.
Yeah. I suggested that, actually.
He wouldn't see the pub, though.
Well, if he was convinced by the books, he could come back with me and take a look round then.
You think he's serious?
Yeah, I do. We might be all right after all.
Bread, lemons, soap.
Oh, it's cold out there.
I was just making a shopping list. Is there anything you need?
I don't know, really.
Don't worry about it. I checked the fridge and the larder to see what we're running out of.
Oh, right.
Just wondered if there were any little treats you fancied.
You could get me some of them crisps I like.
Okay. Dad's crisps. I think that's everything. Right, Better get my coat and boots on.
Oh, look, did you want me to go? I ain't got much on this morning.
No, it's all right.
I don't mind.
Honestly, it's okay. I sometimes notice things I've missed off the list when I'm going round, so it's better if I do it.
Well, I could come with you, give you a hand packing the bags.
No, it's all right. Got my own system. It's probably quicker if I just do it myself.
Oh, if you're sure.
I don't want to be long. Tom's coming to lunch.
Oh, is he?
I did say.
Oh, yeah. No, I just slipped me mind is all.
You don't mind, do you?
Well, no, of course not. Do you want me to, I don't know, tidy the house up a bit?
For Tom, no, I won't bother.
Only, like I said, I've got nothing much on this morning.
But put your feet up, have a bit of a rest.
Oh, don't seem fair, though, Brenda. You're doing all the stuff around the house, you and Ailey. I want to help.
I don't mind, Dad.
I like to keep busy. It's like, well, I like to.
I know. Tell you what, you could put the washing on.
Oh, yeah, I noticed the laundry basket was getting a bit full. I think I can manage that. Just bung it all in.
You'll need to sort it out first.
Oh, will I?
Only into a hot wash and a cool wash.
Right, and how do I know which goes in which?
It tells you on the labels. Or I could just sort it out for you.
Ah, don't be daft, then you'll be doing all the work. I think I can read a few labels.
Yeah, of course you can.
Then it says on the machine, does it, which wash is which?
Oh, yeah, it shows you all the programmes.
Ah.
Or I could find you the booklet.
That's all right. I should think even I can manage to load a washing machine.
Well, steady, boy, steady.
He's a bit frisky.
Well, I told Shuler I wanted a lively one.
Well, he's certainly that.
I'm glad she had a horse available. I'd have hated to miss today.
Yeah.
Another wonderful, crisp morning. Perfect hunting weather again. We're lucky.
Yeah.
Oh, now, come on, Caroline. You promised. We're leaving all our cares behind us today.
I know.
Nothing much we can do anyway. You're waiting for Sid. I'm waiting for Briar.
And Duncan.
We had a very positive conversation this morning, I told you.
He still hasn't actually put his money where his mouth is.
Well, be reasonable, darling. He's in the same position as us. He hasn't got that kind of cash just lying around.
I know.
He needs to realise some assets like we do.
I know. It's just... Well, if he was on board, we could probably manage the interest on a short-term bank loan while we'd realised ours.
Yes,
we could buy Grey Gables. Without having to wait for everything to sell.
Well, he's really keen, darling. I'm sure he'll get back to us as soon as he can.
I'm sorry. I'm just worried Peggy'll get tired of waiting.
Well, she wouldn't go back on the deadline she agreed with you any more than you go back on the one you've agreed with Sid.
Ironic, isn't it? Us both needing a silent partner.
Oh, sounds like Duncan may be the better bet from what you told me.
I hope Sid's friend isn't a figment of Jolene's imagination.
Yes.
I wish I didn't have to take my money out of the bull, but there's...
Darling, shut up.
Oh. All right.
You're just going round in circles. And there's nothing we can do about any of it today.
No, of course there isn't.
So let's just enjoy ourselves, shall we?
It's very kind of you to take me into Borchester, Jill.
Nonsense. If you need to go and your car's being serviced...
I'm sure you've got better things to do with your time than help me choose paint.
Not this morning. I'm having lunch with Shula later, but it won't take us long, will it?
It won't take us any time at all if we do what David wants.
Which is?
He thinks we should just paint everything white.
It's the safe option, I suppose.
Exactly. What's the point of us going to all this trouble and living with all the chaos if we're not going to end up with something a bit different?
I agree.
I thought you would. That's why I was glad you could come.
So, you got any ideas?
Not really. I was hoping to be inspired by the paints.
Have you bought a bit of the wallpaper you've chosen with you?
No. Why?
We could make sure the paint turned in with it.
Oh, yeah, that would have been a good idea. I think I can remember it.
Yes. So how's it going, anyway?
I think slowly would be the right word.
You got stuck in on Sunday, though, didn't you, when we had the children?
Oh, yeah. We were very grateful.
We thought it would give you a chance to get all the wallpaper stripped.
Yeah.
Have you finished that?
Nearly.
How nearly?
Well, David's going to have another go at it this evening.
I see. And that will finish it, will it?
I expect so. Did I tell you that she was having lunch with the bishop on Thursday?
Really? Oh, that'll be nice for her.
David said you thought he was a good bloke.
Oh, he is. He's very...
Jill, look out!
Oh!
Lord.
You all right? I think so. Was that a fox?
Yeah, it just shot out of the hedge. You sure you're all right?
Well, maybe I could do with a breath of fresh air.
I'll join you. It was moving really fast, wasn't it?
I'm just glad I didn't hit it.
Are you sure you're okay? I could take you home if you want.
No, there's no need for that. It was just a shock. It shot out so suddenly.
Yeah, I wonder what...
I don't believe it.
I suppose we should have guessed.
Why, it's not supposed to happen. Oliver! Oliver, you stop here right now!
Sorry, Jill, not possible. Got work to do.
Work? You're breaking the law. Caroline, what do you think you're doing?
Trying to stop hounds!
You're breaking the law. Doesn't that mean anything to you?
Here you are. All that bag can go in the fridge.
Okay. Hey, you'll be stocking up for a siege.
You'd be surprised how quickly we get through it.
Well, I can get on with all of this, you know, if you want to start cooking.
No, Tom's only coming for a sleeping sandwich. We just need to sort out a few things about tomorrow.
Oh, yeah?
Remember, he's going up to Lancashire to get the van.
You're going to keep him company?
I'm going so I can drive his car back.
Oh, yeah, of course. Well, someone would have to.
You don't mind, Dad, do you?
Well, of course not. It's been very good to us. Mm. All right, to you, taking you out on your birthday.
Yeah.
You know, Brent, I felt bad I didn't do more for you.
Oh, don't be silly.
I just wasn't sure. I didn't know what you'd want to do.
It was fine. A meal and a film with an old mate was just what I wanted.
Good. Is there any more to go in the fridge?
Nope. I think that's everything now.
Right, well, I'll start unloading the washing machine.
Oh, you did it, did you?
Only the one load. Didn't have time for both.
No, of course not.
If we unload it now, I can get the next slot in. I've got the basket ready.
Very efficient. Right, you get it out and I'll start folding.
Folding?
You can't just leave it like it is or it gets all wrinkled.
Oh, yeah, I suppose it would.
Then it's harder to iron.
Got a lot to learn, haven't I?
It's really not rocket science. Right, all the dark colours together.
Yeah, I knew that in case the colours run.
Mm-hmm.
Oh... What's all these little bits of paper sticking to everything? Is something wrong with the machine?
Oh, I expect someone's left a tissue in their pocket.
Ah, sorry, should have checked, I didn't think.
Well, it's probably me. I'm always... Oh.
What's the matter?
Nothing.
Is that one of Phoebe's jumpers? I haven't done nothing wrong, have I? I mean, I don't want to upset Ailey.
No, it's fine. It's not Phoebe's.
Well, then... Oh, Brenda, it's yours, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
But what's happened to it?
It's shrunk.
Why?
Its wool shouldn't really go in the hot wash.
But I was so careful, I'd check the labels.
It probably just got caught up in something else. I do it all the time. It doesn't matter.
But it was your best jumper.
No, it wasn't. I didn't like it much, actually.
You wore it out on your birthday. Oh, love, I'm so sorry.
Honestly, Dad, it doesn't matter.
Yes, it does. Oh, I'm useless, aren't I?
Here you are, boy. Back home at last.
I'll go and find Shula. See where she... Oh, dear.
What's the matter?
Isn't that Jill's car?
Yes, I think it is.
Maybe if I find Shula quickly, she
won't... No, too late. She's seen us. We'll just have to brazen this out.
Good afternoon.
Hello, Jill.
Hunt over, is it?
Yes.
You've got time to talk now?
I'm sorry about that, Jill. I didn't mean to seem rude, but it was a bit of an emergency.
Who for?
Well, as you could see, the hounds had accidentally flushed a fox out.
Accidentally? Yes, of course.
We were trying to call hounds off.
Did you succeed?
Well, no, but... No,
it's their instinct, Jill. We can't do much about that.
You can stop taking them out. In fact, you can stop hunting. It's been banned. Haven't you heard?
This was a trail hunt.
Perfectly legal, I think you'll find.
A trail hunt that just happened to come across a fox.
There's a lot of them around. Now hunting's been banned.
I don't know how you can look me in the eye and spout such rubbish. We both know the truth. You were hunting. It's illegal. I hope you can live with your conscience, because I couldn't.
Well, that went well.
I've got nothing on my conscience. I was doing it by the book, and if that's not enough, tough.
So I just don't think I'm going to be able to come with you tomorrow after all.
Oh, Brenda.
I'm sorry to let you down. I know it's short notice.
Well, it's not just that. I think you're overreacting.
Do you?
Yeah, this whole thing with the sweater, it's a funny story, really, isn't it?
Dad didn't think so. He got really down about it.
Yeah, but...
I mean, you're right. Normally, he'd have made a joke of it.
Well, then.
But he didn't. He's trying so hard, Tom. He's trying to help us run the house like Mum did.
I know.
So when he fails, it reminds him how much we need her.
Yeah.
I can't leave him on his own to brood about that. I just can't.
No. Well, I suppose I could...
Something smells nice.
Oh, the soup, Dad. It's nearly ready.
Oh, hey. See you, Tom.
Good to see you too.
We've got 5 minutes then, have we, love?
Yeah.
Only I wanted to give you this. There you are. Get yourself a new jumper.
Oh, Dad, that's way too much.
Come off it. That was your best. They don't come cheap.
Oh, you don't have to.
No, I do. I was the one who ruined it. She tell you about this, Tom?
Well...
Serves me right. See, I thought, well, it's a machine. I know about machines. How hard can it be to do a bit of washing?
Anyone can make a mistake.
Ah, what I forgot was... I don't know nothing about clothes.
Well, you'll know next time.
I shall. So, tell me about this van you and Bren are going to collect.
I might not be, actually, Dad.
Why not?
I probably don't need her.
Oh. The car going to drive itself back, is it?
No, but...
We can go another time.
Don't be daft. I knew how keen you are to get started. Yeah, this change of plan wouldn't be about me, would it, Brenda?
Roy and Hayley are both working late tomorrow.
I'll manage. If I've got the place to myself, I might even do a bit of cleaning. Hey, but don't worry. I promise not to put any washing on.
I hope you didn't mind me coming over.
No, not at all. I'm intrigued. Something about your carrots, Tom said.
Yeah. We're trying to think of ways to market them differently, or at least I am.
Well... Tom sounded keen.
He is. So is Helen.
Well, it's Tony who's the stick in the mud, is it? Ooh, what a surprise.
He doesn't think it's going to be worth the trouble.
You're actually asking him to do anything about it?
Not at the moment.
There you are, then. Take no notice.
I just think anything we do would have to be an improvement on the price we're getting from the big suppliers.
Who, I suppose, are really fussy about the size and the shape too.
Yes, which is ridiculous with organic produce.
Any produce really. Oh, sounds like a good idea to me.
Thank you.
How did you think I can help?
Well, I know you've been working with Tom on designs for his burger van.
Yes, it's been great fun. We still haven't decided quite which way to go though.
Well, I wondered if you might be able to help me with the design for the bags for the carrots.
Oh, I see. Well, I am flattered. There you are.
Oh, lovely, thanks. Well, I really liked your poster for the Magimes, you see.
Well, that's very kind. I will if I can, of course. What did you have in mind?
Well, I was thinking about a painting.
Painting? What of?
Bridge Farm.
Oh, painting. That's very ambitious.
Well, I wanted something quite simple. We need to be able to reproduce it easily on the bag.
Yes.
I just thought it would give it the homely feel we're going for.
Yeah, I see that. More traditional.
Oh, you think it's a good idea, then?
Oh, yes, but I'm just not sure I'm the person you need to help here.
Oh, why not?
Well, it's such a long time since I've done any painting.
Nah, I'm sure it will come back to you. I took a photo. I thought that might help.
Oh, yes.
Bridge Farm's a very simple building. It's almost like a child's idea of a farmhouse.
A child's idea. Look, I presume you'd want carrots in there somewhere.
Yes, but I wasn't quite sure how we could incorporate them.
Yeah, it's tricky. Bending the truth a little to have Bridge Farm surrounded by fields of waving carrot tops.
Yeah, especially when most people wouldn't realise that's what they were.
Oh, it's a challenge, Pat, I'll give you that.
Do you think you could do something with it?
I don't know. Well, I'll tell you what, let's go through to the office and see if we can find anything on the net that might inspire us.
So, I don't know what to do, really.
What did the university suggest?
They said it was up to me. They've been very cool about it.
I should hope so. There wouldn't be any problem, then, if you just decide to restart the year in the autumn.
Not as far as they're concerned. There might be a problem for me, though.
What's that?
Fees go up in September.
Oh, yeah.
So that's something to think about.
But apart from that, you'd rather wait until then than try and go back now.
I just don't see how I can go now. I can't leave Dad. He saw how he was.
It's to be expected. It has only been... not even 2 months, has it?
I know. Seems like a lifetime, though. Totally different life.
Yeah, I know.
To be honest, I'm really wondering if I'll be able to go back at all.
Well, Brenda...
Well, there's no point if I'm just going to be worrying about Dad all the time.
September is a long way off. You don't know how he'll be by then.
I suppose.
These things take time.
Yeah, so everyone keeps saying.
Yeah, because it's true. Take it from someone who knows.
Yeah, sorry.
It's just, you know, having to get used to it. Everyone does that in their own way.
Yeah.
And at their own speed.
I know.
And the university thing, you don't have to decide now, do you?
No, I don't think so.
Well, find out. Ring the university again. Check when they need to know for definite when you're coming back.
That's a good idea.
And stop worrying about it until then. See how things work out.
That's very sensible, Tom Archer.
Well, there's no need to sound quite so surprised.
No, seriously, thanks. I just keep going round in circles.
Wait and see. A lot of things might be different by September.
Is he ready?
No, he's asleep. I'll get him sorted when he wakes.
It's funny. He always seems to be asleep when I come to collect him.
Well, he has a morning nap, you know that. He should come a bit later.
And if I do that, you'll say it's time for his lunch, and you won't let me take him till afterwards.
I'm just thinking about George. I'll put him first.
So do I.
And I don't think it's very good for him for you to have him 2 afternoons in a row.
Why not?
Well, it confuses him.
No, it doesn't.
Well, I don't like it.
Yeah. Now we're getting to the truth. This isn't about George, it's about you, as usual.
No, it's not. Well, it's not good for him to be away from me for so long.
Well, that's rubbish. Anyway, there's nothing I can do about it. Today just happens to be my other afternoon off, so...
Yeah, well, we need to talk about that as well.
Nothing to talk about.
Yes, there is. It's not convenient, me never knowing.
Not convenient?
Yeah, it's really difficult.
Well, Emma, I'm sorry, but that's just tough. It's the way I work. There's nothing I can do about it.
Well, you'll have to do something about it. Things will have to change.
Oh, not much there. Let's try this one.
Oh, this is fascinating. Didn't realise there were so many possibilities.
I know. Oh, I'm sure we'll find something. The carrots, anyway.
Yeah.
So, what's Tom up to today? Haven't noticed him around.
No, he's gone up to Lancashire to fetch the van.
Oh, yeah, of course. Brian did mention something about it. Ooh, this looks promising.
Brenda's gone with him to drive his car back.
Oh, that was kind of her.
Yeah.
Might do her good, too, to get away from Willow Farm for a bit.
That's true. Though she was very reluctant to leave Mike, apparently.
Well, of course. But he might need some time on his own, too.
Maybe. Always so difficult to know what to do for the best.
Hmm. Oh, they're such a close family. I'm sure they'll get through it.
I hope so.
And they've got good friends. There's you, Tony,
well,
and...
we're trying.
And Tom's giving Brenda a lot of support.
Yes.
They seem to be getting very close.
Do you think so?
Oh, he mentions her a lot. That's always a sign.
I think he's got very fond of her.
Well, that's good, isn't it?
I don't know. Might not be very good timing.
Oh, I'm sure Tom wouldn't push things.
No, you're right. I don't think he would.
So that's the situation.
Fascinating. Can I have George now?
Oh, please listen to me.
Oh, I've been listening.
Then you can see it's going to be difficult enough for me to persuade Kent to let me come back part-time.
So?
Oh, I don't think I can do it if I don't even know which afternoons I'll be free to work.
What's that got to do with me?
Well, it's got everything to do with you. You're the one that can't let me know which afternoon you're going to have George.
Oh, that's the way my work is.
Well, then you need to change it.
Why?
Because otherwise it's going to be difficult for me to get my job back.
That's not my problem. It doesn't matter to me whether you go back to work or not. I don't care.
Well, you can't stop me working.
I'm not.
Yes, you are. You're being completely unreasonable.
No, I'm not. I have George 2 afternoons a week. I don't care what you do with yourself when I've got him.
But if I don't know which afternoon that's going to be, I can't do anything.
Those were the arrangements we made.
Well, we made them before I got my head round work.
Well, you should have thought of it all before then, shouldn't you?
Well, I'm thinking about it now.
Well, it's too late now.
Well, no, it's not.
These are the arrangements we made in front of your mum and my mum. These are the arrangements you agreed to.
Yeah, but things are different now.
You can't keep changing the goalposts just when it suits you.
I am not changing them. Look, you can still have George 2 afternoons a week. You just need to fix them.
Well, I can't. Now, could you wake George up, please? I need to take him home for his lunch.
Aren't you getting sick of eating burgers?
It's market research. I need to size up the competition.
How are your trials going with the recipe?
I think I'm nearly there. One more secret ingredient I want to try out.
And that is?
I told you. It's a secret. I'll let you know if it works out.
Thanks.
Better than that. I'll invite you round and you can taste it.
Okay, it's a date.
I'll tell you one thing, though. It's going to taste better than this. I don't think I can finish it.
Yeah, well, service stations aren't renowned for their gourmet cuisine.
Mm. And the markup on them. It's outrageous.
Here, do you want some of my chips?
Oh, yeah, please.
So, you're happy with the van, are you?
Very. Now I can start thinking about getting the trailer.
Where are you going to look for that?
Usual places. Trade papers, internet.
Then you can get on with painting them both up.
Mm-hmm.
You'll really be on your way.
Yep. I'll have to find a company to do that too.
Have you and Jennifer decided on a design yet?
No, not yet. We're still torn between something quite traditional.
Happy pink pigs in pastoral pastures.
Yeah, that kind of thing. But it's a bit of a cliche, isn't it?
Well, I just wonder if it's going to look out of place. I mean, at the kind of gigs you'd be selling the burgers at.
No, no.
So the other choice is something more modern?
Yeah, bold colours, contemporary shapes.
What's a contemporary shape? Kate Moss?
I don't know. Something Jennifer says. I just nod and try to look intelligent.
Yeah, I think that's the way to go.
Oh, thanks.
No, you know what I mean. More likely to attract, I don't know, the festival crowd.
Yeah, that's true.
Be more eye-catching anyway, with bold colours.
Hmm, good point.
Plus it's the sort of thing Jennifer's good at.
You think so?
Yeah.
Well, you've sold me. I'll tell her when I get back.
You should talk it through with her first. She's the artist.
And you're the punter. That's much more important. Thanks, Brenda. You're being a great help.
Oh, it's just so good to have something else to think about, you know?
Yeah.
Something that isn't the house or dad.
Yeah.
Or mum.
I know. There's a lot to be said for throwing yourself into work.
Yeah. Maybe that's really why Dad's trying to get involved running the house. Give him something else to do. Stop him thinking.
Yeah.
Sorry. You must get sick of me going on about it all the time.
Of course I don't. In fact,
talking of Dad, do you mind if we get on? I don't want him to start getting worried.
Of course not. Come on then, let's go.
Hello?
Hiya.
Oh, it's cold. Has he gone?
Oh, yeah, he's gone. Though you're lucky he didn't trip over his dead body on the way in.
That went well, then.
Oh, I could have killed him, I really could. He just sat there, so smug, saying it wasn't his problem.
Yeah, well, I did warn you.
Of course it's his problem. He's supposed to have George's best interests at heart.
Yeah, so he keeps telling us.
And George lives with me most of the time, and if I get a job, we can give him a better life. It's as simple as that, but he won't see it.
Yeah, well, there's a lot that Will won't see.
How can he be so spiteful? It doesn't make any difference to him at all. One lousy afternoon a week.
Yeah, I know.
But it wrecks everything.
Well,
it does. If I can't go back to work...
We'll sort something out.
Well, what? Anyway, why should we, when all Will's got to do is have a word with Brian Ulrich?
No.
Oh, it's so frustrating. Well, I've got to go back to work. We need the money. The Lord knows how I'm going to get into Borchester, supposing that I needed to. I'm bound to fail my test.
Well, you're not. Look, do you want to give Will the satisfaction?
No, of course I don't. Look, I'm sorry, it's just Willie winds me up.
Yeah, I know.
It just seems like every time we try and move forward, he's there to stop us.
He's not going to stop us.
I can't bear it.
Look, we're not going to let him win him. Oh, we'll think of something.
There we are. Orange juice for you, Usha.
Oh, thank you.
Red wine for Alan.
Thanks.
And a sherry for me. Well, cheers. I'm delighted you could come.
Cheers.
Cheers. Thank you for inviting us.
Yes.
This is a charming room.
Isn't it? I shall miss it when I have to move on.
Well, I hope you'll be able to enjoy it a little longer.
I've been here quite some time, but we'll see.
Such a lovely view of the gardens.
Well, you should see them in the summer.
You're a gardener, are you?
I try. I didn't really get interested until I moved to the country.
Same here.
So you're a city girl?
Yeah. My parents live in Wolverhampton.
That's greener than people think. Whereabouts?
Tettenhall.
That's a lovely area.
Is it?
You know it, then?
Oh, yes. One of my oldest friends had a parish there. So you haven't met Usha's parents, Alan?
No, I haven't had that pleasure.
I'll take you to see them.
I'd like that.
Well, it's a big step.
I'm afraid I don't see quite as much of them as I should.
No?
You're very close to your aunt, though.
Satya? Oh, yeah.
I mean, she visits all the time. She came for Diwali, didn't she?
That must have been nice for you to have family with you for such an important festival.
Yes, it was, but she often comes.
Sometimes it's easier to get on with an aunt or an uncle. That bit of distance. The parent-child relationship can be very complex.
Oh, it's not that Usha's fallen out with her parent, huh? Have you?
No. We just don't, well, see eye to eye about some of my life choices.
Ah.
They would have liked me to stay closer to home.
I see. Well, that's very natural. Are you an only child?
No, I have a brother, Shib, but my mother, well, she found the move from Uganda very traumatic.
It was a terrible time. So they would have preferred you to take a more traditional role.
Not entirely. They were very keen I get a good education.
Well, it's a tradition. Satya was the first woman in the family to go to university.
She was. Fancy you remembering that.
She does mention it quite a bit.
It's something to be proud of. So, they approved of your career choice?
Oh, yes. It was just, well, they would have preferred me to go to a university nearer home.
I see.
And then it was the same with jobs.
It can't have been easy for you.
Harder for them. I see that now. But you know how it is when you're young.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, so sure you're right.
Well, sometimes you are. My parents didn't want me to join the church.
Really? Why was that? Weren't they believers?
They were churchgoers, but in a social way, you know?
Oh, I see. Yeah.
They were rather horrified when they discovered I was taking it seriously.
I know what you mean. My parents were always so proud of Satya, but when I wanted to follow the same path...
Yes, not easy being a parent.
No. How's your charming daughter?
Oh, she's fine, thank you.
Is there no problem with not being the only woman in your life anymore?
No, none at all, no. She's very fond of Usha.
It's mutual.
Well, that's good to hear. Now, you must both be hungry. Let's go in for lunch.
Oh, here you are.
Oh, Tony, sorry. Is it lunchtime already?
Yes, it is.
Oh, I lost track of the time.
Yeah, so I gathered. What are you looking for?
Just doing a bit of research on firms that print polythene bags.
What for?
For carrots.
Oh, that.
I know you thought they'd be very expensive.
Yes, I did.
Well, some are, but this one's quite reasonable, look.
Hmm. Yeah, well, I suppose that's not too bad.
I think it's very competitive.
You haven't ordered any, have you?
No, but I thought I'd make a few inquiries.
Well, I'd wait a bit if I were you.
Why?
Until you actually see this painting Jennifer's supposed to be doing for you. She's no Picasso.
I don't want her to be. I just need a simple painting of Bridge Farm.
Yeah, well, simple's not really Jennifer's style, is it? Look at that poster she did for the Maggi Maze.
I thought that was very good.
Oh, I couldn't make head nor tail of it. All those squiggles?
It was a maze, Tony. That was the whole idea.
Yeah, maybe. But I just wouldn't go rushing into anything. Now, can we have some lunch?
Oh, his soup is delicious.
I'm very lucky in my housekeeper. She's a wonderful cook.
Oh, Janet told me that.
Ah, yes. You were friends, weren't you?
And still in touch, aren't you?
That's right. Yes, we are.
I remember her talking about you. I know how important your support was.
Oh, it was a difficult situation for her.
Yes, it was. My clergy do seem to go out of their way to make life difficult for themselves when they fall in love.
Well, she and Tim are very happy now.
I know.
She didn't have an easy time to start with.
Not some people objected to a woman vicar.
Oh, yes, I'm afraid so.
Well, I wouldn't have guessed that. Well,
Janet won them round. You'd have liked her.
Yes, you're very much on the same wavelength. That's why I thought you would be a good choice for the parish.
Well, I'll take that as a compliment.
I should invite her up. It's ages since I've seen her. Mm.
If you do, let me know. I'd love to see her again.
We had some good times together.
You did the Jubilee 2000 walk together.
Didn't you?
And Janet did the whole thing?
Yes, all the way to Cologne.
Well, I'm impressed.
When she got back, she was so excited, she couldn't stop talking about it.
A lot of good things have come out of that campaign.
Yeah, make poverty history for a start.
I was so pleased it was a multi-faith initiative.
Absolutely. Usha came to help me at the Oms this Christmas.
Oh, did you?
Yes, but I'd hardly call that a multi-faith initiative.
Well, you said it helped you get a better understanding of the true meaning of Christmas.
I said you helped me understand the true meaning of Christmas.
Oh.
Now, Alan, that is a compliment.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
Your faith obviously plays an important part in your life, Usha.
I like to think I'm a committed Hindu, yes.
What do you find attractive about it, if you don't mind my asking?
No, of course not. It's an interesting question.
I mean, of course you were born into a Hindu family.
Oh, but that's very important. I think of it as a family religion.
With vows held at the centre of it rather than the temple.
Yeah. So many of our festivals are celebrated at home.
Indeed.
And that was so important to me as a child, even if I couldn't quite put it into words. The feeling that our home was, well, sacred.
I wish I could get some of my parishioners to understand that.
And maybe you'll think it doesn't sound as if I've stayed very true to those ideals.
Oh, Usha.
Why should I think that?
Not seeing my family so very much.
Well, none of us is perfect.
I think it's very honest of you to face your failures.
Oh, I fail. But I try.
That's the best any of us can say, my dear.
Is there any more soup?
No, I'm afraid that was the last of it. Have some bread and cheese.
I fancied something a bit more substantial. Haven't we got any cold meat?
I'm not sure. Look in the fridge.
I've been lifting leeks all morning.
Yes, you said.
I'm going to be lifting them all afternoon. It's freezing out there.
I know. That's why I thought a nice vegetable and lentil soup would warm you up.
Oh, it's not very sustaining. Ah, this is more like it.
What have you found?
The rest of the steak and kidney pie we had last night.
Well, don't eat all that. You won't want any supper.
Oh, yes, I will. What are we having, anyway?
Tom's trying out one of his burger recipes.
What, again?
It's only the third time.
Oh, I'm just getting a bit fed up with burgers, that's all.
You've had them twice.
He may say he's varying the recipe, but they both tasted the same to me.
Yes, you said that's why he's trying something new.
Oh, well, I suppose it's nice of him to try.
He thinks if it pleases you, it'll please anybody.
Oh, charming. I'm not that fussy.
No.
No, I'm not. Is there anything I can have with this pie?
Hey.
Hiya.
I wasn't expecting you back this early.
No, I know. Oliver let me off this afternoon. Oh, Will hasn't brought George back yet, then.
No, but he should be here soon. Oh, Ed, you're not going to have a go at him, are you?
There's no point, is there?
No. He's not going to change his mind. Well, you know what's going to happen, don't you?
What?
I'm going to lose my job because of him. He's just been spiteful.
Damn.
Well, he is. And even if I get my job back, how am I going to get to work? Oh, it's a nightmare, Ed.
Well, you'll be driving. Well, I keep telling you. After your test next week, you can...
I told you, I'm much more likely to fail than to pass the way my luck's going.
Look, you're a good driver.
Oh, I wish.
Yeah, you are. You're going to pass your test and... I mean, you can have the car. I can always walk to Grange Farm.
Oh, Ed. Or I could drop you off on the way.
Yeah. I'll talk to Oliver, see if I can change my hours a bit. You know, fair with yours. I'm sure we can do it somehow, Em.
You are lovely. You keep me going. But...
What?
I just know there'll be times when neither of us can have George. What are we going to do then?
Yeah.
Never mind, Will. We can't do anything till Fran makes up her mind.
That's true.
And if she won't job share, I don't know what I'm going to do.
That was a wonderful meal. Thank you for inviting us.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you for coming. Especially you, my dear, and for being so patient and forbearing with me.
Patient?
I have been rather submitting you to the third degree.
Oh, no, no, not at all.
Alan clearly thought so.
Well,
you're an honest man, Alan. You may say nothing, but your face speaks volumes.
Yes, that's true.
Which is another compliment, I suppose.
Yes, it is. I held you in very high regard. I think of you as one of my better appointments.
Well, I'm flattered.
A truly committed priest.
He is.
So you'll understand, Usha, that anything Alan does is of great interest to me. Any life changes?
Yes.
So may I ask you one last rather intrusive question?
Of course.
You recognise and appreciate Alan's commitment.
Yes, I do.
And that's not a problem for you. That his duties and obligations to his parish and his parishioners must always come first.
Quite the opposite. I think it's one of the attractive things about him.
Would anybody mind if I left the room?
Let Usha speak.
We had a sudden death in the village recently. Betty Tucker.
She ran the village shop. It was a lovely woman.
She left her husband, two children in their 20s, a grandchild.
What a tragedy.
It was. But Alan was a rock for them.
Well, I did what I could. They're such a great family. It wasn't hard.
No, not for you. I'm a Hindu, and you know we believe the divine has many aspects.
Yes, indeed.
So I have no problem with Alan's faith or his commitment to it. In fact, I think he's the kind of priest who gives Christianity a good name.
I'm delighted to hear it.
And it's one of the things I love him for.
Right, that's it. I'm now officially dead with embarrassment.
Oh, Alan, I'm afraid we Anglicans aren't accustomed to such plain speaking, Usha.
On the contrary, I've found you refreshingly direct.
It's been lovely. We must meet again soon.
Yes, let's.
I must come to your parish. One of your Lent events, Ben?
Yes, I'd like that.
Consider it done. And I hope to see you there, Usha. I've so enjoyed meeting you.
So I think I've cracked it.
Good for you.
Dad ate his and asked for another one, so I must be doing something right.
Oh, you'll have to give me the recipe.
Oh, no fear. It's exclusive to Tom Archer's Gourmet Burgers. You'll have to buy one.
Mm. What, no free samples?
Oh, well, yeah, for you, Ruth and the kids.
Yeah.
How can they get special treatment?
This Brookfield beef I'm using. You'll all have to come over next week for a burger tea.
Ah, no, next week might be a bit tricky. We're in the middle of decorating the living room.
Still?
Yes. We've only got the weekends and evenings. We started on the papering.
Oh, well, that's something.
It does seem to be taking far longer than we thought it would, though.
Well, maybe that's because you seem to be spending a lot of time in the pub talking about it rather than doing it.
We don't.
You was here on Sunday.
It's Friday. I'll be getting on with it when I go home.
When are you going home?
Well, I've got a pint to finish. Anyway, listen, I need a word with Sid. Is he around?
No, he's in Walsall.
Oh.
Gone to see this friend of his. We're open by Caroline's share of the pub.
Oh, good. You found someone then.
Oh, fingers crossed, Tom. I expected him back before now, so I'm open. That's a good sign.
Fancy a drink before supper, darling?
I was wondering if we should pop down to the Bull for one.
Why? Such a chilly night.
I haven't heard anything from Sid yet about this possible backer.
Well, I'm sure he'll let you know as soon as he's got any news.
He needs to let me know if there isn't any, too. He might not be so quick to do that.
No, I suppose,
but... Look at the time! I did make it quite clear today was the deadline.
Does it make that much difference? Not much you could do over the weekend, anyway.
I could give the agent the go-ahead to get things moving. Oh, this is so frustrating.
It's not all been bad news this week. The consortium are going to buy my Hungarian shares.
Mm, yeah, that is good.
And that couple did look round the dower house.
They haven't got back to us about it. And we haven't heard any more from Duncan.
Well, I didn't expect to. I told you it would take him some time to sort out what he needed to do.
Everything's so up in the air. I just can't settle to anything.
Why don't you just give Sid a quick ring, hmm? See what the state of play is.
My word, this is posh. Are you sure we can afford it?
Yeah, not so much of the we. This is my treat.
And your salary?
I've got a fund for special occasions like this.
Oh. What's special about it?
You are.
It's my week for being wined and dined by the clergy, is it?
Exactly. It's a thank you for yesterday.
You don't need to thank me.
I do. You were magnificent.
Oh, very sweet of you to say so, but it wasn't such a big deal.
It was. I'm just so sorry I had to put you through it.
Don't be silly.
The way you handled it, the way you handled Cyril...
Oh, I liked him. And he's right. Your job is your life. He has to know what's going on in all of it.
I'm so lucky, you understand.
I have to. I have to be ready to take that on. And I am.
Well, thank you. And thank you for all the nice things you said about me.
Well, you look so sweet when you blush.
Do I?
The important thing is, did it work? Did I meet the bishop's approval? Oh,
could you doubt it? He'll be co-opting you onto one of his multi-faith committees if you're not careful.
Well, I shouldn't mind.
Famous last words.
And he will support you in the parish.
Oh, yeah. Didn't you hear him offer to come to one of the Lent events?
Yeah.
Well, that was a gesture of solidarity.
Oh, I see. I thought it was just part of his job.
It is, but the parishes he chooses to visit are usually significant.
So word will get round you're one of the chosen.
Not exactly. But put it like this, if it had happened to be an event you felt you could come to as well...
Oh, of course. Well, I'd like to see him again.
I'm sure he'd make it very clear how much he likes you and that he doesn't have a problem with us seeing each other.
You're devious, you Anglicans, aren't you?
Of course. Haven't you read any Trollope?
No. Maybe I'd better start.
Maybe.
I'm pleased for you.
I'm pleased for us. And thank you for saying you'd like me to meet your parents. Because it meant a lot to me.
I would.
So when should we go?
I hadn't really thought.
Well, I haven't got very much on this Saturday.
Well,
Or do you think that would be too short notice for your parents?
I'll ring them and see what they say.
Well, only if you want to. If you think that's too soon.
No. Strike while the iron's hot.
Well, yes, if you wouldn't mind, Jolene. Thank you.
So, what's the story? I gather you couldn't speak to Sid.
Jolene said he was still in Walsall, talking to this friend.
What, the one who might be able to buy you out? Well, that sounds promising.
Maybe.
Oh, Caroline, don't tell me you still think this is an imaginary friend. I'm sure Sid and Jolene wouldn't go to such lengths.
No, I think he exists.
Well, then.
But I'm wondering if he said no and they're just stalling for time.
Seems a bit elaborate. How did you leave it?
She promised me Sid would bring me the minute he got back.
Well, there you are, then. Now, can we have a drink?
I'm wondering if it might not be better to be on the spot.
Oh, Caroline.
I just want to know what's going on.
Oh, darling.
Get your coat. It's my round.
So Linda's maiden speech went on a bit, did it?
Just a bit. I'm starting to regret suggesting she force a by-election.
I bet. Especially since it landed you with Auntie Lillian too.
Well, yeah, that was one good thing. At least she wasn't there.
She's bunking off already?
She's on holiday. A fact that Linda took great pleasure in pointing out.
Oh, I can imagine.
She said that she took her commitment to the village very seriously, unlike some new councillors who seem to have decided to celebrate winning the election by going abroad.
Well, that wasn't very fair.
Sorry about that. Anything I can get you?
No, thanks, we're fine.
David's got to get back to his decorating soon anyway.
Yeah. Was that Sid? Any news?
No, it was Caroline. Honestly, that woman... She just won't give us a moment's peace.
Well, I suppose she wanted to know if there was any news too.
If there was, we'd have told her, wouldn't we? Mm. As soon as she's off our backs, the better.
Well, you might not have long to wait. Look who's just come in.
Oh, lass, thank goodness. I was beginning to get worried.
Shall we take our drinks over by the darts board? Tom, there's a table spare now.
Yeah, sure. Right you are.
You don't have to move.
No. You and Sid will have things to talk about. Anyway, quite a fancy game of darts.
What about your decorating?
Well, it's not going anywhere. Come on. Evening, Sid.
Hiya, Sid.
Oh, yeah. Evening, David. Tom.
Hello, love. You've been ages.
I know.
So, what did he say?
It's not good news, I'm afraid.
Oh, no. You weren't interested?
No. Well, not once he'd seen the figures.
I don't understand. We're doing okay.
Not well enough for Jeff, I'm afraid.
You told him we'd extended our hours, all the plans we got.
I told him everything. That's why it was such a long time. I was trying to change his mind.
Oh, love.
It just wasn't a good enough investment for him. So that's it?
No.
Love, the deadline's today. I'll have to tell Caroline.
Don't you tell her anything. She's been on the phone already pestering me.
Well, then.
Well, she's got to give us more time. We can't give up. Not yet.
So, tell me about Candlemas.
Well, it's the feast of the purification of the Virgin Mary and the presentation of Jesus in the temple.
Well, that explains everything.
Well, quite significant events.
I'll take your word for it.
But like a lot of Christian festivals, it's got pagan roots. It's halfway between the winter solstice and the spring equinox.
Oh, so winter's half over. Hurrah!
What's the idea? So, there are weather rhymes about it.
All of which you know, of course.
Well, I know one. If Candlemas Day be fair and bright, winter again will show its might. If Candlemas Day be cloudy and grey, winter soon will pass away.
So, we have to hope for bad weather next week, do we? When is it again exactly?
Thursday, February the 2nd.
Really? That's a Hindu festival too. Basant Panchami.
Oh, terrific. What does that celebrate?
The coming of spring.
There you are. It's a bit optimistic in these parts, even with global warming.
Everyone wears yellow to represent the ripening of the spring crops.
Oh, lovely.
And the food you eat has to be yellow too.
Isn't that a bit restricting?
I tell you what, you come round to me after your Candlemas service and I'll cook you a Basant Panchami meal.
What, scrambled eggs?
I was going to tell you it was the colour of love, but if you're going to make fun of me...
I'm sorry. It's such a great idea. I'll look forward to it.
Thank you.
But you can always defrost one of Satya's meals.
Yes, and tip it over your head. If you say one more word about my cooking...
I won't, I promise.
Well, you better not.
I won't. Is your mum a good cook?
Wait and see.
Oh, good. We haven't had a wasted journey. Sid is here.
If he was ever anywhere else.
Caroline, give the poor chap the benefit of the doubt. Jolene, you're looking lovely as ever. Evening, Sid.
Am I? Hello, Oliver. Caroline. Fancy seeing you here.
I was just going to ring you, actually, Caroline.
Oh, were you?
Yes, he was. When he'd had a chance to take his coat off.
Well, we've saved you a phone call, then. We fancied a drink, so...
Yeah, I bet you did.
You've got some news for me, then?
Yes, I have. Maybe we could discuss it somewhere quieter.
Yes, that might be a good idea.
I'll just get Kirsty to look after the bar.
No, you don't need to do that, Jolene. I'd rather speak to Sid alone.
Would you? Well,
It might be better, Laura. Come through, then, Carol.
Well, honestly, what a cheek.
I'm sure they'll call for us if they need us. Do you think I can have a drink?
What? Oh, yeah, of course. Sorry, what would you like?
Gin and tonic, please.
Ice and lemon?
Do you know, I think I'll do without the ice tonight.
So that's the situation. I'm afraid he's not in a position to buy out your share.
Oh, Sid. I truly am sorry to hear that.
Thank you.
But today was my deadline.
Couldn't you give us a bit longer? Just another week?
Sorry, Sid. I can't.
But why not? I mean, as Jolene says...
Jolene says a lot. Some of it not very helpful.
Yeah. Well, I really don't want to talk about that. Jolene's not here, so...
I was just trying to put my deadline in context. News that I was selling my share in the ball getting out so quickly... put me in a very difficult position about buying Grey Gables.
Maybe so, but you couldn't expect...
I'm just telling you how it is, Sid. If I could have kept my interest in Grey Gables quiet for a little longer, I might have had more room to manoeuvre.
Yes. I understand.
But now I'm on a ticking clock, too. Peggy's given me a deadline. I haven't got time to be flexible.
No.
I'm sorry, Sid, but I have no choice. I'll be putting my share of the bull up for sale as soon as possible.
Tonight, Linda will saddle up to fight a new crusade when we return to Ambridge at 7 o'clock.